Doc, the way you do it, kind of bounce back you expect from Brian?
You know, there was two plays that everybody wants to talk about, but they forget about the thousands that he's made. And, you know, I think it's really easy to go after something like that, but, you know, every time I tell you guys, it takes all 11, according, and also including myself, on making a good call. And, you know, I know he's going to bounce back, if you want to call it that, or is he just going to continue to be the Hall of Famer that he is, which that's the way I see it.
I heard one analyst say after the Creek one, he actually should have had 10 guys behind him. You know,
without a doubt. He was in double coverage on another person and came off of it. Okay?
Yeah.
So there should have been, you know, the pursuit should have been there. And, you know, like I said, it's all 11 of us.
There's make a difference. I mean, in the 3-4, doesn't the outside linebackers make isn't that about as pivotal a position as it gets?
That's going to help us without a doubt. You know, I mean, you know, he's a first round pick for a reason, and you know, as long as he comes back and is fully healthy and ready to go, and you know, that'll help us. That'll help us.
I mean, his last healthy game was against Tennessee.
Right, really it was. Yeah.
Any coincidence that your defense hasn't quite been the same since?
Well, you know, I think it's been the consistency thing, easy for me to say. You know, that's gone on with us all year, and it, you know, part of that is to do with injury, not just his though. I think, you know, we've had a lot of guys injured, which, you know, everybody does in this league, and you guys know, and it's been documented. We've gone from 4-3 to 3-4. That's just because of the people that we've had, Mike. And you know, I just think it'll help when we get everybody back at full strength, you know, without a doubt.
I think you should go Eagle as well.
Gap stack monster.
Five.
All the right moves.
Go the big.
There you go. I always told you knew your football.
Yeah. Or movies, one of the two.
Or movies.
What are your impressions of Bradford?
You know, he's gotten better every week, and you, when you guys see him, you'll say, this kid's going to be good. You know, he's good already, but he's going to continue to get better. They've done a nice job. Their coach staff done a nice job of protecting him. He gets the ball out quick. He knows where he's going to go. And you can just see it with his interceptions how they've gone down through the season. You know, and he's done a heck of a job of moving the team.
Jackson's always been good for them, but how much has it helped him that Bradford has been there and is growing in the passing game, getting a dual threat?
I think it's helped him a lot, but he's one of the, you know, once again, we're going against one of the best backs in the league. And, you know, Josh had a stat since 2006. I think he just passed Gore, or, you know, that's close to, you know, between those two is leading the NFL in rushing. That's a big man. That's a big man. I told the defense there, you can relate him to a semi coming downhill with no brakes.
How remarkable is it that he has those kind of numbers, considering that the team has been so far below 500 in that span? Usually running game equals being ahead and winning, but they haven't had that luxury over the years.
Well, they haven't had that luxury, but they're also, you know, and this goes back to when Scott Linehan was there too, that they were committed to running the football. And if I had that back there, I'd be committed to running the football too. I mean, he's a large man and a really good running back.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.